This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode number 99, Leash Reactivity. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening today. Does your dog ever see something or someone when you are out walking and they go bonkers? Do they lose their mind and they're trying to pull or lunge towards the other person or dog that they might see? Do they start to bark or maybe even whine or whimper at other dogs or people because they are frustrated the leash is preventing them from going to say hi? That's what we are talking about on the podcast today. We call this reactivity. And I know a lot of people struggle with this, or their dogs struggle with this, which, you know, in turn means that they struggle with this. And it can be frustrating, sometimes embarrassing. So I thought I'd do a podcast on it and give the protocol that we use to help a dog with reactivity in a nutshell to you today. But first, I have to give a shout out to all the local 4-H dog clubs. They are doing amazing things in their communities. I helped with a local show this past weekend, and I'm so proud of the kids who showed up with their dogs. It takes a lot of time and effort to be able to show a dog, and they were showing their dogs in obedience, showmanship, rally, and agility. So if your dog could use more outings or time around other dogs and have some fun, see if there's a local dog club in your area and get involved. The 4-H dog clubs are great for kids. And it's fun to meet new friends who love their dogs as much as I do. I'm sure you can relate. So back to the topic of the day, you have a reactive dog, do you? Or maybe you think you do. So let's talk about why this happens, when it typically starts, and how to possibly change it. This behavior happens for several different reasons. One, our dog may naturally get overly excited around other dogs. That's a thing. Their arousal levels may escalate quickly. Dogs have different levels of prey drives and sometimes have a hard time controlling their impulses. They see something and they want to go get it right away, as fast as they can. And you'll see that in different levels depending on which dog you're working with. Dogs may not have been taught what to do when they see other dogs or people. On the flip side, a dog may be fearful or nervous by seeing another dog or person, possibly due to lack of socialization or maybe an unfriendly encounter with a dog when on leash in the past. These dogs may try to scare away what they see, the I'll get you before you get me scenario. In addition, if we are out walking with our dogs and we always go say hello to everyone we see, our dog starts to expect that we will do that. They start to build up excitement around seeing other dogs and people and often can't wait to go say hi. But there's this thing called the leash, and they start pulling, lunging, and barking because they want to get to someone, but they can't. The leash is preventing them. This builds up frustration. The dog tries even harder to get what they want, and pretty soon we end up in a messy, not to mention slightly embarrassing situation. I see reactive behavior surface mostly in adolescent dogs. Yes, as a puppy, they may have been excited, but when you add in the hormones and trying new behaviors to the mix, we get a reactive teenage dog, generally between the ages of 5 to 7 months. Now that's when this behavior starts to surface or starts to appear. And then depending on how we handle it, this either becomes a new habit or we can train new behavior and help the dog handle their response to triggers better and avoid the habit from forming. Now there are a few keys to helping your dog in these situations. So if at this point you're saying, yep, Amy, that's my dog. I have a dog that gets super excited when we're out on a walk. They're pulling, barking, whining, whimpering, lunging on leash. Or that side that we talked about of the fearful or nervous dog who's, I'm going to get you before you get me scenario. So let's talk about what you can do about that and just to get started in the right direction. First, your best friend, well, is hopefully your dog. Your other best friend in this scenario is going to be distance. Remember distance. As soon as you notice your dog noticing something, do not stop and let them stare. Instead, in a happy tone, cue, let's go and move in a different direction. Reward your dog as they come along with you. As they're cooperating, just feed them a treat as you walk. Move far enough away, your dog stops caring about what's behind them and starts to focus again on walking with you. You'll be able to tell with their body language when they're intently focused on the trigger and then when they start to re-engage with you on the walk. I like to say arch out and around. Make the arch as big as needed. So you see something coming, you know your dog's probably going to get overly excited about it. You're going to move out and around or arch out and around and pass them, and then you can resume your normal walking path. Now, over time, that arch will shrink and we will be able to walk closer to whatever used to trigger our dog. For now, remember distance and walk in places where you can create some. I'll have clients that will say, well, that's nice, Amy, but that's not going to work for me because I live in Chicago and we walk on the sidewalk. I want you to avoid public sidewalks for now until your dog has better walking skills and they are better at controlling their responses to whatever triggers they have. So that means find a park, find a big open space. You can even do that in a city and find a location where you can work with your dog so that they can see these things, but from a distance, okay? Now, as I mentioned, triggers, it's a good idea to sit down and make a list, or as you notice a new trigger, add it to the list of what you notice your dog overreacts to. Be as specific as possible. So maybe it's men with beards, children riding bikes, dogs bigger than my dog, etc. This will save you a lot of time as you'll notice what specifically to focus on. For example, rather than practicing my dog seeing all sorts of kids, let's spend time on the ones riding bikes. Got it? For each trigger, you may need to add more or less distance. So make a note of that as well. If your dog can handle being 10 feet away from a child on a bike, there's no need to start or move 50 feet away. This will take some experimenting. Just remember, if you notice your dog's body language tense up, don't let them stop and stare. Simply say, let's go, and arch out and around. Keep them moving past the trigger and reward them for cooperating as soon as possible. Doing this consistently will help them handle the situation better. That distance allows them to come back to a more normal state of feeling. And you'll see that the distance required decreases to the point where your dog can see their triggers and remain calm. As I mentioned, skip the walks around the block for now. Move off of the sidewalks. Set up a training session where there's plenty of space to work and things will improve. If you can't find a park nearby, maybe it's an empty parking lot after hours or before hours. But that anywhere that you can find a big open space to work is best. In the meantime, what about exercise? Your dog doesn't need to go on a walk for exercise. You can exercise them through play. You can play fetch. You can play tug. You can play hide and go seek in your house. Then when your dog's walking skills improve, you can return to the sidewalk. A final thought on this for today is to be patient with your dog. Do not add to their frustration by being frustrated yourself. Recognize it for what it is and help them move away from it. For me, it helps to understand what it is, why it's happening, and then I can understand from my dog's point of view and I'm much more patient with them. Remember to reward them for their cooperation. As you arch out and away and you say, let's go, in a nice happy tone, pay them for being so cooperative with you. Staying positive and calm helps them calm themselves much better than getting mad or frustrated with them. That's it in a nutshell, you guys. If your dog struggles with reactivity, please check out our online puppy school. My team of trainers and myself are happy to help coach you through this process. I have clients who will send me video clips of their leash walks, and then we go through the video and coach on specific points throughout to help improve the training session, ultimately leading to faster success. After all, our goal is your success. Please don't hesitate to reach out. Have an awesome week and happy training. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, baxterandbella.com, to contact me.